angry madman here. Oh, I mean MGTOW. Then again, y'all think I'm a madman anyway. And feminism has been declared extremism by Russian government. Yeah, like we didn't see this happening. You don't fuck around in Mother Russia. Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them. Yeah. Yeah. Like you didn't see it happening. Like we didn't see it coming. Yeah. It's happening. Russia, Mother Russia, has declared feminism an extremist group. You heard me right. I said the shit was hitting the fan. I said feminism. At least the label was over in 2017. They are throwing these bitches in jail. They're locking them up. They are warning them not to practice feminism in the country. All right? These women thought that they were big and bad. They were so powerful. You don't fuck around in Mother Russia. Putin doesn't fuck around. Supreme Leader Putin does not fuck around. Yeah. They are putting them where they belong, in a jail cell. I said this shit was gonna happen. Some people didn't listen to me. And now it's happening. And all I can say is I'm happy. I'm so happy to see the feminists being put in the jail cells where they belong. I'm so happy. Because they are terrorists. You heard me right. I didn't stutter. Feminists are terrorists. They are terrorists. And it is becoming more and more important to lock them away. We're going to be looking at an article today, and it's actually been on a number of sites, but this one's published on The Independent. All right? Russia treating feminists as extremists and amid crackdown on dissent. Women questioned on suspicion of breach of public order and warned against carrying out extremist activity. This was actually published just 2 days ago. All right, Supreme Leader Putin is not fucking around. Supreme Leader Putin is not fucking around. He is making it very clear. You are not going to have your way in Mother Russia. Look at that face. Look at those headlines. Everyone knows that Putin has killed people. It is common knowledge that Putin has killed people. It is knowledge that Putin has killed people. It is worldwide, global knowledge. When I say Putin has killed people, I mean Putin has killed people with his own hands. It is well known. It is well known that Putin is a killer. Putin doesn't put up with that shit in his country. Russia is treating feminists as extremists as part of its crackdown on dissent voices, a human rights organization has warned. A group of women who traveled to the southwest of the country for a feminist gathering were questioned on two occasions and warned against carrying out extremist activity, according to Human Rights Watch. Police broke into a cottage near Zuga, a village in Russia's southern Black Sea region of Pranor, earlier this week and took five women to the police station, the group said. The women, Lolita, Agamavola, Lada Garnia. Who gives a damn? Basically, five of these hoes were then searched. Quest searched. So they searched them. So the women were searched, questioned on suspicion of breaching public order, and required to give written statements about the purpose of their trip. They were released without charges several hours later. The story doesn't stop there, guys. When four of the women then traveled to a camping site near the town of Gelendisk to meet other feminists, they were allegedly confronted by a COSAT group who demanded to see their documentation. Guys, a COSAT group. I want you to know what a COSAT group is. Guys, this is nothing more. A COSAT group is nothing more than a group of men that have gotten together. A group of men who have gotten together to enforce order in society. All right? Guys, the rebellion has started. These guys aren't fucking around. They're not fucking around. Cossacks, who identify as a separate ethnic group in Russia, are known to maintain semi-military communities. Several Cossacks had allegedly threatened to attack the feminist camp previously, claiming they contradict the traditional values. When the police arrived at the scene after the dispute and suggested the women come with them, the women agreed, fearing for their safety, Human Rights Watch said. Listen to the story, guys. I love the story. But when they arrived at Devorn police station, the officers began treating them as suspects and attempted to have them fingerprinted, the group claimed. I would love to take, you know, I don't take women on dates. I don't, but I would love to take Anita Sarkeesian on a date in Russia. I will take her on it all. Anita, baby, if you're watching, I will take you on a trip to Mother Russia, all expenses paid. I will take you on a trip to Mother Russia, all expenses paid. All right, it's just gonna be me, you. It's just gonna be me and you, sweets. Woo-wee. Woo! 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 Oh gosh, I'm loving this. I'm loving it too much. I'm gonna get to you guys in the chat. I'm gonna get to you. Oh gosh, these super chats are heating up. TD says Putin will slap a bitch and jizz on her mom's bra. Danish Big Tal says Putin is Russia's Tyrone. And we all know Tyrone doesn't fuck around. Oh gosh. This is so good. This is so good. Guys, it's going to just continue going downhill. Just wait for it, guys. It's coming. The day is coming soon where they're just going to start getting beaten in the streets. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. The article continues. Instead of protecting the women from the Cossacks, the police played alongside them, seemingly also hoping to prevent feminists from gathering, Russian program director Tanya Loshina said. The women were then made to sign a letter saying they had been warned against carrying out extremist activities, Human Rights Watch said. Oh my gosh. Look at some of the comments. This one says from Annihilator Jack, it actually makes sense and well played by Putin. Modern day feminism should be regarded as an extremist group, an ideology that seeks to destroy the family unit cell of society. Extreme freedom of ridiculous thought has led America become a laughing joke around the world. Sometimes regulating your freedom of thought is better than a bunch of Antifa, SJW, and feminists dancing and shouting on the streets. This actually has a like. Dr. Rhyme says, Putin is encouraging family values to stem Russia's falling population. Radical feminism is a cancer that attacks the individual cell structure of humanity. The traditional family with a mother and father living under the same roof. Jimmy Parker says, that's how feminists should be treated. They should be jailed for misandry. Guys, these are the comments. These are the comments. Holy cow. These are the comments. Let's see what else people are putting. Let's see. Here's another. This one has three likes. Three likes. Feminism. This was by U Oxford. Feminism is cancer, but the proper response is to ignore it, not to criminalize it. No. You need to. Eol Oski says, agreed, but criminalize extremism. Feminism, like many popular causes, has both its reasonable arguments and its extremist side. The Russians are simply informing these feminists that they need to keep their extremist side under control, or else the Russians are war with the feminists. They're letting them know. They go onto the streets and the Supreme Leader Putin is not fucking around. Shit. Let's see what we have here. Let's see here. These comments are incredible. There's so many people who... So many people. Mark 2 Kenny says, I missed a bit of the story when Putin came along to give them a dead stare. It must have happened, though. Otherwise, the indie wouldn't have used it as their main picture, would they? Guys, Putin has killed people. These women are lunatics. They are lunatics. They are fucking around in the wrong country. They are fucking around in the wrong country. This is not the US of A. You will disappear in Russia. You will disappear. There will be no human rights. They will never see you again. That's the end of it, ladies. That is the end of it. Oh my goodness. You act like a terrorist? You act like an extremist? Do you understand how the Russians deal with terrorists? Okay. I'm going to tell you guys a story about this. A number of years ago, one of the Middle East terrorists, they kidnapped a Russian. They kidnapped like some Russian ambassador. I don't remember the exact title of this guy. They kidnapped him and killed him. Do you know what the Russians responded by doing? They immediately kidnapped a family member of one of the terrorists. They immediately kidnapped one of the family members of the terrorist. They immediately kidnapped him, castrated him, and then sent his head, I believe, to the, they sent his head and his balls to the terrorist and said, this will happen to the rest of you. Ever since then, this will happen to like the rest of your families. Ever since then, the terrorists don't fuck with Russia. They don't fuck with Russia because they know what happens if you fuck with Russia. You fuck with Russia, they will cut your balls off, literally. They cut this guy's balls off. They immediately kidnapped the family member of one of the terrorists, castrated him, beheaded him, and then sent his head and balls to the terrorist and said, this will happen to the rest of your families. They don't fuck around. They don't have a pussy like we had with Barack Obama. They have a real president, all right, who lets his balls hang. All right? He lets them breathe. He's not fucking around. Someone said it well in the chat. He's a Russian version of Tyrone, and we all know Tyrone doesn't fuck around. We always say Tyrone isn't a Tyrone is the name of a person, all right? Tyrone comes in many different shades, all right? And Putin is not fucking around in Mother Russia. Don't bring that shit to Mother Russia, because Putin is not having it there. He is not putting up with their bullshit. Let's see. Let's see if there's any war going on out here. Let's see here. Punk says, I have no clue what the feminists are like in Russia, but in Europe and the USA, they are actually more like extremists than fighters for equality, especially with all the false facts they keep spreading. Putin's not going to put up, like I said, I will take Anita Sarkeesian on a full paid trip, babe, to Russia. I'll take her to Russia. I don't do dates, but you know what? I'll make an exception. We'll make an exception. I will take her on a trip to Mother Russia. I will take Anita on a trip to Mother Russia, all right? And I promise she's going to be swept off her feet. Let me tell you something, guys. After all the shit that these women have done, my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you something. The FEMA camps are only the start. I'm going to tell you this right now. The FEMA camps are only the start. Because as social structure begins to collapse, so does the legal system. And as laws begin to collapse, and enforcement of certain laws begin to collapse, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? You're going to literally have men just taking the law into their own hands. A lot of guys are going to get revenge. They're going to go out and get their revenge. Fathers who are separated from their kids. Men who had to pay child support for kids who weren't even theirs. These men, they're not going to be... It's not going to be a joke. It's going to be like one of those scenes where they're putting on like... they're putting on like the paint on their face getting ready for war. Because yeah, they're going to go feast. It's going to be like, this is Sparta moment. They're going to go out there and whoop some ass. They're going to go out there and whoop some ass. Let's make it real clear. TD says Obama is a gay communist Muslim sleeper cell. You know, here's something about Obama. I kept wondering, how the heck could Obama end up being such a racist? His mother was white. He only met his father like one time. And he was raised by his grandmother. And then I realized it. Ah, that explains why he's such a racist. You see, he had a single mother who ran around riding the cock carousel. So that's one thing you need to know about Obama. So single mother right off the bat, you know, his views are going to be completely fucked and liberal. Raised by his grandmother. Okay. She was probably a man hater too. At the end of the day, Obama grew up in large amounts of privilege. Obama was the first black president of like the Harvard Review or Harvard Law Club. Yeah, the first black president. Guys, don't you see a problem with this? Obama likes to talk about poverty and growing up, having a hard time in life. Obama did all these things like back in the 90s. He did these things back in the 90s. Back in the 90s. And he's acting like his life has been so bad. And he suffered from racism. Just like he suffered from racism when white people voted him into office. Let's make it very clear. We need to be honest about this. There were Republicans who voted for Obama. A lot of them. So this bullshit about racism is absolute nonsense. That man is a monster. He's a fucking monster. And no one wants to talk about it, but it's fucking true. The guy's a fucking monster. When I was growing up, things were never like this. Never like this. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. He created this system we're in right now. And his bitch single mother helped to raise him like that. Because we know single mothers are fucking cancer. I tell you guys. And if you look at this comment section, Anyone who supports feminism is getting massive downvotes, like massive dislikes. Massive dislikes. Look at this one. Plan B says, you Russian cockroaches are not here to debate. 5 dislikes. All right? Anyone who is supporting feminism is getting massive dislikes. It is a completely hated thing. Completely hated. And these Antifa, let them keep this shit up. Let them keep this shit up. Because we're getting stronger. We're getting stronger every single day. More and more people are getting fed up with Antifa and the left. And they're getting fed up and angry. Just like what happened in Charlottesville. Charlottesville wasn't about racism. It was a white chick that got killed. Charlottesville wasn't about racism. It was about people being fed up off the bullshit that's happening. And more people are going to start rising up and saying, we're not taking it anymore. We're only getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Platforms like YouTube are on a limited time. They've only got a little bit of time left. Because as they persecute groups and freedom of speech, new platforms are arriving. New ways of communicating are arriving. Jay Ponder says, my mom's a controlling feminist, so I'm used to this shit. I'm sorry to hear that, dude. My mom was a feminist also. Is a feminist, the bitch. And I don't speak to her. I don't see her. I tell you. D. Manley says, Antifa are scum. Well said, bro. They are the scum of the earth. Why would you protect a parasite? Says, faster collapse in MGTOW shall rewrite the laws when it happens. Timothy Coney says, they will try to paint Antifa as a heroic movement. What bullshit. They've been trying to do that. They were trying to paint it as a heroic movement. They're fucking disgraceful. They're fucking disgraceful. Antifa is a terrorist organization. Antifa is a terrorist organization that is being backed by what's that guy? What's that Jewish guy's name? The one who does Black Lives Matter. I can't, you know what? I know his name all the time. You guys know who I'm talking about. The guy who's the Jewish guy that promotes Black Lives Matter. You know what? I'll just type the word Jew, Black Lives Matter. Okay? I'll just type the word Jew and Black Lives Matter, and let's see if his name comes up. I was going to type the word Jew and Black Lives Matter. And maybe his name will come up. Yeah, Google's like trying to cover this shit up right now. You guys know who I'm talking about, though. The Jew that's been paying all this money to help to keep this shit going. George Soros. TD put it out there. George fucking Soros. George Soros. Yep. See, all you guys are typing to get in the chat. George Soros. There you go. Prometheus Hatches says, Big Daddy and the social justice will give women the world. Satan Serpent. And they will call her God and make her think she's God. Women don't deserve to be approached. That's the comment from How to Kick Ass. People 855 says Sharpton. Sharpton. We need to put Sharpton, Hillary, Jesse Jackson, Soros, Bill. We need to all put them in jail. They all need to chill in jail together. D. Manley says, why don't you read the chat angry? I'm reading the chat right now. I was just reading the article, but I'm reading the chat right now. I'm here. I'm listening, guys. I'm not going anywhere. I'm listening. Actually, I kind of want to go play some more Zelda. You know, the sword trials are out, the master trials. But I'm here. I'm here making a video. I could be playing Zelda. But I'm here showing you guys love and affection. Get them. Tripower says, get them Russians. Justice Square says, Soros equals Davros. Hopefully, honestly, Sharpton I grew up in New York, and Al Sharpton is one of... Okay, I'll tell you guys something funny. I went to one of the top business schools in the U.S., in the world, actually. They discussed Al Sharpton in business school. We discussed Al Sharpton in business school. Well, you know what they discussed Al Sharpton? How does Al Sharpton make his money? Tri-Power says, what's up, my good mad angry? What's going on, Tri-Power? Guys, how does Al Sharpton make his money? He is living off pain and suffering. That's how he makes his money. He creates anarchy everywhere he goes. Back in the 90s, there was this little black girl who claimed that she had been raped. And Al Sharpton went on a hate spree, saying, she had been raped. Turns out the little bitch lied. ZoCal wants his 4-hour stream. Turns out Shawana Braley or Brawley, whatever the fuck her name was. TD just gave me $5 for Red Bull money. Thank you, bro. Thank you for this Red Bull money. Guys, I've been hurting recently. Like, money's been really tight lately. So every little helps. Okay. Benedict says, race baiting was clown. Al Sharpton is a fucking monster, guys. DK, okay, Danish MGTOW just dropped me some more money. Said, let's hit 20 likes on this video, guys. That's awesome, guys. Yeah, definitely, let's push for some likes. Okay, it's an 8-hour stream. I am not streaming for 8 hours, all right? I've been streaming for 36 minutes already. You guys are terrible. 8 hours. Chris237, dude, he's going to die of Red Bull addiction. Seriously? All the free advertising I have given to Red Bull on these fucking streams, they owe me my money. Like, seriously, Red Bull owes me fucking money for this shit. After all the free advertising I've given to Red Bull. TD says, large onion rings laughing my fucking ass off. He just dropped me another donation. Thanks a lot, bro. Cody Lynn says, Dog the Bounty Hunter has already caught and warned Soros. He's going to get his... in his own time. He said, what the hell? Dog the Bounty Hunter has already caught and warned Soros. Let me Google this. No way. George Soros. Did that really happen? That would be so. Holy cow. Dog the Bounty Hunter fights Soros-funded effort. Oh, shit. Dog the Bounty Hunter wages war on Soros. Holy cow. So, guys, I had no idea. I thought this was just a joke. Look at this screen, guys. Look at the screen. All right? If you look at the screen right now, you'll see it actually says, Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's been actually going after Soros. Even Dog the Bounty Hunter delivers nasty surprise. Oh shit! Dog the Bounty Hunter is going after Soros. Oh shit! TD just dropped me another $2 donation. Says, donate to Angry MGTOW so he can do this full time. Danish MGTOW just dropped another donation, Red Bull money. Thanks, guys. So you guys are holding it down. TD and Danish MGTOW are both dropping donations. Thanks a lot, guys. Guys, definitely anything you can give makes a big difference. Let's see what else you guys are saying. Actually, let me pull up some more information. Dog the Bounty Hunter, this is actually on Daily Wire. This is on Daily Wire. And if people know the history of Dog the Bounty Hunter, he was a fucking criminal. Dog the Bounty Hunter fights Soros-funded effort to ensure criminals can get out of jail. Celebrity bounty hunters Dog and Beth Chapman have been in California lobbying against the bill that would abolish the current cash bail system for most defendants in the state. The California Money Bail Reform Act of 2017, also known as Senate Bill 10, is co-sponsored by several so-called criminal justice reform groups that have received funding from George Soros' international grant-making network. Oh my gosh. Soros, this actually was published on July 7, 2017. He's trying to get criminals. He's trying to do away with the bail system so criminals can stay on the streets. Unbelievable, guys. No more cash bail system. We'll just put them back on the streets. Fucking hell. Holy. George. He's fucking with the wrong guy. George Soros is fucking with the wrong guy. George Soros, his time is coming and has come and gone. He's like, it's almost over. The man, no doubts, that has just left a $5 donation says, thanks, angry, glad to help you out. Thanks a lot, bro. Thanks for the donation. TD just dropped me another $5. You ever try Monster Extra Strength Nitrous? I might just go get some after, like, I might go look for that. If I can get some, I'll get some. I like Red Bull more, but Monster isn't bad. I might try some of that Extra Strength Nitrous if I can find it over here. Oh, okay, let's see. Soros has been on a criminal justice reform spending spree last year he contributed $2 million to the effort to defeat Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He has poured millions more into other local races, including $1.4 million investment to elect a progressive district attorney in Pennsylvania earlier this year. The campaign to eliminate money bail is part of a broad reform strategy. George Soros is a fucking monster, guys. This guy is a fucking monster. Oh my gosh. Guys, you know something funny? Let's look at another article. This is actually, there's another thing on Daily Wire. There's another thing published on, July 20th, 2017. All right? July 20th, 2017. Look at the title of this video. Watch Black Minister's Mic Cut Off After Accusing CA Democrats of Hating Black People. Look at that. Senator Robert Hertzberg and the sponsors of this bill hate black people. Peterson, who is African American, asserted during his testimony last week, they hate black women, they hate black children. Peterson was then interrupted by Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer, a Democrat from Los Angeles, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, who instructed him to stick with the merits of the bill. Stick with the merits of the bill! So this is ridiculous. Reverend Jesse Lee Patterson. Jesse Lee Patterson. Okay, so Jesse Lee Patterson. This guy for some reason sounds familiar to me. Jesse Lee Patterson sounds familiar to me. Why does Jesse Lee Patterson sound familiar to me? It may just be that I'm not saying all black people look alike. I don't think that. But Jesse Lee Patterson, he reminds me of this guy who interviewed Deanna Lorena. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's someone else. But they look a little bit alike. And that name sounds like, you know, all I'm saying, guys, is I don't know. Could this be the same guy that interviewed Deanna Lorena or maybe a few months? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I think it actually is him. I think it actually is Jesse Lee Patterson. Yeah. He interviewed Deanna Lorena. Deanna Lorena is a dating coach who recently spoke out against MGTOW and basically said that she's tried to dispute the all women are like that myth. And yeah, it's him. It's definitely him. So he basically, yeah, he's been hanging around with Stephen Molyneux as well. The Fallen State, there we go. So he has another channel called The Fallen State. And yeah, he interviewed Deanna Lorena. And I would show you who she is, but my computer and my internet are being bitches right now. They're being kind of bitchy. Let me see. Did you guys do? Are you guys killing the super chat? Okay, let's see here. Oh, shit. You guys are going crazy. Nobody just dropped $25. Wow. Nobody just dropped $25, my favorite alien. Here's $25 AM. Think about making those Red Bulls sugar-free. They're screwing us up with that sucralose and high fructose corn syrup crap. Look it up. I actually only drink water for the most part. I don't drink soda, and I only drink Red Bull Zero, the one that doesn't have sugar in it. So yeah, I only drink Red Bull that doesn't have sugar in it. Daniel Ganj says, $2, gave me $2, another Red Bull, dude. All right, got another Red Bull from Daniel. TD just dropped me another $2. Don't drink diet angry. Aspartame will kill you. Okay. Danish just dropped me some more cash for Red Bull. Thanks a lot, bro. Drop me some Danish money. TD just dropped me another $2. He says, Deanna Lorraine is such a cum slut. Guys, like, the thing about Deanna Lorraine, like, she is a monster. Deanna Lorraine is a fucking monster. She's trying to get men back to that plantation, and she gets on camera, and she sits there, and she shakes her tits, and shakes her little ass. No, you gotta just watch her when she's talking. She's there, and she starts shaking her tits. She starts shaking her tits in the camera. Like, I mean, this woman is a fucking monster. And then she, like, does hashtag make love great again for those who want it. How about you shut your mouth? Huh? How about you shut your fucking mouth? Do everybody a favor. Shut your mouth. You know, you like traditionalism? How about this one? Traditionalism, you shut your fucking mouth. That's how traditionalism works. Shut your fucking mouth. You right? Shut your fucking mouth. That's how traditionalism works. You guys, Dog Chaplin, I want to tell you what's funny. Dog Chaplin said, referring to the whole cap billing that George Soros is pushing, Dog Chaplin says, I know California will not be duped into this hug a thug program. We're all into rehabilitation. Get the guy out and make him change his life, not hope he will. A hug a thug. Hug a thug. Hug a thug. Guys, have you watched Dog the Bounty Hunter? You've seen the kinds of guys that he takes up. You've seen the kinds of trash that he picks. Dog was a bad guy himself. This is not a great guy. Dog was a bad guy himself. That's why he's so afraid of these people. Dog lived this life. Yes, he's turned his life around, but he knows what he was like. He, like, prayed to God and promised he would change his ways. He changed his ways, but these crooks aren't changing. These crooks are not changing. Let's be realistic. They are crooks. They need to be kept in jail. They need to be locked away where they can't bother anyone. All right, let's go back onto the chat, because you guys are blowing up the super chat. Okay, TD says, TD just dropped me another $2. Drink Monster low carb. It has 4 grams of sugar. Diet equal death. Joshua Hash. Josh is in the chat. He just dropped $2. He says, we are never going back. Hashtag MGTOW. MGTOW forever. TD just dropped another $2. Hug a thug. How about suck my schlong skanks? Oh my gosh, you guys are killing it. Let's see what else you guys got going on. Let's go to the main chat. Benedict Soul says that mullet is legit. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Too legit. Too legit to quit. You guys remember that song from the 80s? I think it was the 80s. Christopher Davey says, Montreal is infected too. SoCal MGTOW says, women will be banned. Adam Phillips says, can't believe Russia did that. Lol, but glad. They're on their way out. I want to take Anita Sarkeesian on a date in Russia. Babe, if you're listening, Anita, if you're listening, I want to take you on an all-expenses-paid trip to Russia. I want to take you on an all-expenses trip paid to Russia. We can even go to St. Petersburg. We'll go on a sightseeing adventure. All right? Going on a sightseeing adventure. Okay? I know you get a lot of shit, Anita. I know you get a lot of shit. And I want to talk to you about that. I want to help you work through that. I want to help you work through that, babe. All right? So just hit me up. Hit me up via email. We can just get in touch with me. I'm going to take you on a really nice date in St. Petersburg. All right? All right, Anita Sarkeesian. If you're listening or if you know Anita Sarkeesian, let her know that I want to take her on a date. Joshua Hatch says, angry dropping some hot bars. Oh, gosh. You guys are wonderful. A Fallen Angel 2100 says, citation on Russia calling feminazis for the whores they are. All right, so, like, I'll have the link. There's, like, tons of them. There's, like, oh, my goodness. There's, like, so many of them out there right now. There are, like, so many of these links. Like, there's so many sites talking about what Russia is doing. Like, you know, Supreme Leader Putin doesn't take shit lightly. Doesn't take terrorism lightly. Like I said, they keep this shit up. They're going to find something really bad. TD just dropped another $2. He said, how many dicks do you think Deanna has sucked? Honestly, I think she sucked thousands of dicks. Hear me out on this. I think that she sucks off most of her clients. I think that, because she's a dating coach. So I think that part of her service is prostitution. And I think that part of that she potentially engages in prostitution with them. So, like, you know, she helps provide them with the sexual release that they need while they're out looking. Yeah. Here's something funny for you, by the way. She has no sisters, evidently. She only grew up with brothers. She has a bunch of brothers. But yeah, she's definitely been riding that cock carousel really hard. Been riding that cock carousel. SoCal MGTOW says Red Bull fundraiser. Guys, that's so fucking awesome. That's so awesome. I like that. Red Bull fundraiser. Gamer's Paradise. TD is a millionaire. This TD is a millionaire. Danish MGTOW says, six stubs down. Let's get him 100 likes, guys. SoCal says, let's top that last stream. TD says, lol, not even close, Gamer Paradise. TD, you are a patron. You know what's going on Patreon. You may be a millionaire soon enough. Shingoki says, angry, what do you think about the suit yourself, dude? Suit yourself. I've seen some of his videos. I'll be honest, like, there's so many of them out there because there's, like, no bullshit. And then there's Suit Yourself. I don't remember the videos I watched by him. I did watch some of his videos. I don't remember them so well, which means that they didn't really have much of a, it really didn't leave much of an impression on me. I think he's doing what he has to do, you know? I guess he's making his content. But if he's the guy I think he is, I will say this, like, I think if he's the guy who's a part of the skeptic community, I think he recently said that, like, FIDME should make a skeptics category, like, which is so stupid. Like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, you know? I mean, like, I'm not fighting the skeptics right now, but I'm also, like, we're not buddies, we're not, like, We're not trying to. I'm not in bed with these fuckers. I'll put it that way. I haven't had a good relationship with the skeptics since the whole holiday thing. So fuck those guys. And you know what? It's probably for the best because they're a bunch of fucking hypocrites. Phoenix Rising says, "Dog is your friend. He will give you. He'll give you a cigarette while he drives you to jail." He'll give you a cigarette while he drives you to jail. Oh my gosh. Garvo feminist. Jessica Garvo feminist. Okay, so guys, we just had a feminist in here. And she goes, "All of you are sexist." And she was like, we had a feminist crying. Jessica Garvo, she said, "Fuck MGTOW." Guys, the feminists are crying their eyes out. They're crying their eyes out. They're jumping in the chat. Oh gosh, the poor little feminist babies. Putin is putting you in jail, babes. Putin is putting you in jail, all right? It's gonna start spreading to all these other countries. China is gonna start throwing them in jail as well. Let me explain something about China to you. Do you understand why China is as powerful as it is? It's because of its people. It's because of its large population. China has relaxed on the one-child policy. And you know why they did that? Because their population is falling. Now let me explain what may end up happening in China. If things get so bad in China, China will go from a one-child policy to literally a one-child policy where you have to have at least one child or else. That's how China is. So they will start enforcing like requirements and quotas. For people like, oh, you want to have a job? I better have a kid. Because like their population is dropping down. And it's funny when I see stupid people say that the planet is too overpopulated. You know, America is not too overpopulated. The world is not too overpopulated. Our power comes from numbers. It's new people entering the economy that drive the economy. It's because of the baby boomer. It's because of the baby boomer surge why we did not slip back into the Great Depression, guys. It was literally the baby boom that helped us to get off the Great Depression. They say it was World War II. That's a lie. Because after the war ended, things started to decline again. As we didn't need as many people to do this and that and all kinds of shit. After that happened, things started to decline again. It was thanks to the baby boom and all these new families and all these new houses that need to be built and people spending money as a result of the baby boom. Why this happened? Don't forget that in the 1920s, feminism had gotten crazy. Feminism was ridiculous in the 1920s. Women had gotten the right to vote. They felt like they were on top of the world. They were increasingly entering the workforce. It was like right now. And then they had the Great Depression. Guys, I'm telling you, when shit hits the fan, when money is gone and never comes back, when shit goes downhill and it's this little ripple that we call the Great Recession, it's just a precursor to the Great to the Depression 2 or whatever, the Femcession, guys. You know what? I'm calling it right now, guys. You know what it is? It's going to be called the Great Femcession. That's going to be the title of the next video, guys. The Great Fam Session. TD says, "Don't ever quit making content angry." Oh, I won't. Fallen Angel 2100 said, "I pay a whore $5 to bitch slap Anita for 3 hours. No, I want to do it myself. Wilkins Rodriguez says, "Almost 100 likes. Awesome. 100, 101. Yeah, guys, we're at over 100 likes. Awesome. You guys think Axl Rose is in MGTOW too? Maybe. Jessica Garvo created another account. sexist pig. Hey, baby, listen, Jessica, listen, baby, listen, baby. We could always send you to Africa, all right? Because we know how you feminists love to get down. All right, you know, when you think about how badly the feminists behave, we should like start a program, like go back to Africa program. Because like that's all they ever talk about is like Africa, like they're doing something to help the rest of the world. Like seriously, like, oh, there are feminists in Africa and the Middle East. There are women in Africa and the Middle East who are being beaten and brutalized. Go save them. Go to them, please. Go save them. Fucking whores. Fucking whores. Jessica Garbo, fuck MGTOW. How about this one? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Timothy Cody says, oink, oink, Jessica. Why would you protect a parasite, says death to feminism. Tribal Power says, at Angry MGTOW, I hope Trump learns with his friend Putin. Oh my goodness. Guys, let's see, how long have I been streaming? I think it's been like an hour now. Hour and 43 minutes. How many of you are watching? How many of you jokers are watching? So many of you. You guys are always just like popping up. You're like, hey, AM, how you doing, bro? I'm like, what are you doing here? I'm just here to listen to the stream. And then like an hour later, you're like, please don't go. Please don't go. And I'm like, come on, guys. I've been streaming for like 3 hours now. Please don't go. I need some more crack. Come on. Come on. All right? Come on. Guys, listen. Red pills are good. Red pills are good for you. Then again, I get it. It's like vitamins. Red pills are like vitamins. Like, you just want to keep taking as many as you can. You just want your medicine. I get it. This is your medicine. Why is there 135 of you fuckers watching? There's 135 of you fuckers watching right now. Like, seriously, I was getting ready to say, you know what? I'm going to go, and I'm going to go eat a muffin, and then I'm going to do a stream later. And then I see that there's like 135 of you watching. Like, guys. Oh my gosh, you guys are something else. TD just dropped another $5. Helping out the homies is that MGTOW way. Deacon Danish MGTOW just dropped another 20 Danish DK, whatever that is. For Red Bull fundraiser. You guys are just picking us up. Like, you guys aren't fucking around. Mickey Turner says, according to my clock, it started 53 minutes ago. Let's see here. Joshua Hatch says, more angry. Guys, something that's really cool happening. Phoenix Rising says, Jessica just got train wrecked by MGTOW. Guys, I've been working on my streaming website. For those of you who have access to Patreon, you can actually like see the images of like the new streaming site I've been building for you guys. You can actually see the images of them. They're actually up, and it's like, you know, you can see what it looks like. I've been working on it for you guys for a while. It's just basically moving all 1,000 videos over there for you guys, so YouTube can't shut us. Like, once the streaming site's up, it's going to be really great. And here's something funny about the streaming site. Here's something really cool about the streaming site. The streaming site, it's going to be free, and I'm setting up this thing called Early Access. So basically, people will be able to get early access to all the videos immediately once I've uploaded them. And so basically it'll be free. All my Angry MGTOW videos will be on there. It's gonna be like a Crunchyroll service. So if you wanna pay and get videos early, you could do that. Or you, no matter what, you'll be able to access all the videos. If you don't wanna pay, whatever. But I'm gonna be doing that. I'm gonna have that online so that you guys will have the ability to have another way of watching my content without having to worry that it's gonna go offline. Don't forget that my content's also on SoundCloud, iTunes, VidMe. Yeah, like, I'm on all mimes.com, and it's regularly updated. I have someone who does the updates.
So yeah, it's exhausting. Plus, I've been working on my super secret project. So yeah, my super secret project, like a lot of people are probably gonna get rich off it. Like that's the goal right now. Okay, someone just dropped $5. Who just dropped $5? Someone just dropped $5. Mickey 503 just dropped $5. Thanks a lot, bro. Thanks a lot, iMickey. iMickey 503 just dropped $5. You're awesome, bro. Let's see what else you guys are saying. You guys are so wonderful. I love you guys so much. Oink, oink, Jessica. Oink, oink, Jess. TD just dropped another $2. Do an AM live stream fundraiser later tonight. Live stream fundraiser. AM live stream. Live stream. This is the live stream. What the heck is going on with this damn thing? Hold on. Do the AM live stream fundraiser. Okay. Alright, let's shoot. Let's see what we have here. Mickey Turner says you're insulting Jews. Okay. Tribal Power says at SoCal, MGTOW, Red Bull better $100,000 or so to Angry. For real, bro. I've been promoting them for so long. Lowe's Low Flyer 77 says thanks, Angry MGTOW. Tim Connie says feminists destroy everything they touch. These single mothers destroy lives, including their own. 118 likes. We're doing good. Feminism is the new mafia. They got their hands in everything. Florida Caster says, the younger men need to hear your message, Angry. They need your MGTOW wisdom. Guys, you know, it's funny. Like, I try not to be bitter. Because if I had, when I was growing up, I thought that I was a loser. And no matter what I did, I thought that like I just was like, I was like, I had a mental defect because like I just could never do anything right for girls to like me. There was always something, and like what I just wasn't reading them right. The problem was always with me. And you know, you could spend your entire life trying to fix yourself, trying to change yourself, trying to learn as many different ways, and you start giving away pieces of yourself. Guys, imagine this. Like, you basically stop talking freely. Like, everything you say becomes rehearsed and pre-scripted. You're no longer being yourself. You're no longer being the asshole that you love being. You're now basically putting yourself in a bubble and walking on eggshells, trying to appease women around you so that you don't upset them. All right? And then you realize that they're full of shit. And the same demands that they put on you, they're not even honoring themselves. And when you get into a relationship with them, you're like, oh my gosh, you smell like shit. Oh my gosh, you're a nasty bitch. All right? You are a nasty bitch. Why are you even in my house? Get the fuck out of my house. You know, I like MGTOW Knowledge Darius because he's one of the few MGTOWs, along with people like Indominus MGTOW, that actually speak without being held back and actually tell the truth. It's so hard these days to hear men that actually tell the truth and they don't like do this whole bullshit lens. For example, Sandman. It's funny when people say Sandman's like he's like the Mickey Mouse of MGTOW. Sandman is like the Mickey Mouse of MGTOW. The man, no doubt, just dropped $5, says, love your little rascals reference on Teen MGTOW's channel. Thanks a lot, bro. Definitely big shout out to Teen MGTOW. Teen MGTOW recently hit over 1,000 subscribers, guys. Teen MGTOW. Guys, we have to support Teen MGTOW. I'm going to try to build like a website for him, build like a site separately for Teen MGTOW. And I know you guys are going to say, what the fuck? Because, guys, the teenagers, they need someone that they can relate to. So I'm going to try to build a separate website for Teen MGTOW. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to try to do that. Because the teenagers, they need their own website. They need their own space. They need to be able to talk amongst each other. And they need to just give them space. And they can, once they start talking, guys, you have 10-year-old boys that realize this shit isn't right. The teacher is like not treating us fairly. Like, they're seeing the shit that's happening. So yeah, guys, we definitely have to support the teenagers. Gotta support guys like Teen MGTOW. And when I say, you know, someone made a death threat to Teen MGTOW recently. If I found out who that guy is, let me tell you something. We have law enforcement watching our videos. And I'll say this right now. We'll get someone to find this guy. So anyone who thinks that they're going to threaten teenagers in MGTOW, they've got another thing coming. We've got to protect these young men. We've got to protect the young men because they are the future. So we got to do our part. Because let me tell you something. Once the boys start rapidly joining MGTOW, they already are. Once it becomes a wildfire, guys, that's the end. All right? When little girls start complaining that the boys won't have anything to do with them, I mean, literally, the boys will basically only speak to them as much as they're required to. And the girls will notice that the boys don't like them. Like, the boys just literally don't like you. Like, for example, the teacher puts them in a group and the boys don't want to work with them. The boys just basically play along as much as they have to. They don't talk to them. They don't open up to them. They're very cold to them. The girls will notice that the boys are completely cold to them. They're completely disengaged from them. And it's going to burn. It's going to burn them. It's going to hurt them. It's going to make them feel less than anything. Joshua Hatchet dropped $2 and says, fuck Sandy Man. Oh, the Sandy Man can. Guys, let me look this up. I want to sing a little bit more. All right, let's see here, because I feel like singing a little bit more. Guys, I should have been off this stream a while ago. And now 11 minutes later, I'm still on the stream, all right? You guys are fucked up, all right? I should have been off this stream a while ago, and you guys still have me on here. You guys still have me on the stream. Full lyrics on Google Play Music. Let me see here. All right. I want to sing a little bit. I got song in my heart right now. I've got song in my heart, and I want to let it out. Who wants me to let it out, guys? Who wants me to let the song out of my heart? Who wants me to let the song out? I think you guys want to hear me sing a little bit. So, guys, let me know in the chat if you want to hear me sing some. Do you guys want to hear me sing a little bit? Angry coming like a psychiatrist? I wanted to be a psychiatrist. Franzo says that the Warren boys in school is sad. Yeah, I'm just glad that I'm here to help guide them. Okay, guys, do you want me to sing? Come on, let me know, guys. Do you want me to sing? Say it, let me know in the chat. Do you guys want me to sing? Because I'm getting ready to sing. I feel like singing. I don't know, I'm not going to do the song request yet, guys. I have a song for you guys, all right? I'm going to sing the Sandy Man, all right? Let's sing the Sandy Man. Sandy Man, hey Sandy Man. All right, everybody, gather around. The Sandy Man is here. What kind of sandy you want? Sweet, malted sandy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the Sandy Man. Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with dew. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Sandy Man. Oh, the Sandy Man. Sandy Man can, because he makes it with love. And he makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow? Wrap it in a sigh. Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Sandy Man. The Sandy Man can. Sandy Man can, because he makes a zit with love and he makes the world taste good. Sandy Man, everything he bakes, satisfying, delicious. Now he talks about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Oh, who can take tomorrow? Dip in a dream. Separate the sorrow and collect all the cream. The Sandy Man. Oh, the Sandman can. The Sandman can, cause he mixes it with love and he makes the world taste good. All right, guys, I think that's enough of that for you. Okay, Timothy Loy has just left $2 actually. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Timothy, for dropping that. Everything helps. Hope you guys enjoyed the Sandman. Oh gosh. You know, guys, Sandman's gonna like put out another video about, he's gonna say, "Hi everybody, Sandman here. Today I'm talking about the guy who calls himself Angry MGTOW and why this guy is absolutely delusional. He doesn't acknowledge that he has a mental illness, and he clearly doesn't realize that people are not laughing with him, they're laughing at him." More in the video. Guys, like, seriously, that's Sandman's video. That's Sandman's video. There's a lot of people who say that Sandman has Asperger's, which I honestly wouldn't believe. I would believe this guy can't even communicate with others. Like, he cannot even have a conversation with others. Say what you want about me. Say what you want about me. I'm actually here. And I don't pre-script my stuff. I actually talk, and you know that I'm saying what I believe. It's like, you know who I am. Sandman takes hours pre-scripting that crap. You guys, if you join Discord, you can talk to me on Discord. We have a lot of fun on Discord. Don't forget to join Discord, because it's awesome. Joshua Hash says, just dropped $2, says, "Pure beauty, congrats on winning China Idol." Oh, gosh. Eric Wigforce says, "Merkel is a Jew who's sucking Muslim dick." Personally, I think she's taking it up the ass, too. She looks like the type that takes it up the ass. You can just look at her and realize she takes it up the ass. Merkel definitely takes it up the ass. Let's see. Dirty old bitch. Timothy, okay. Danish MGTOW says, "Sandman is a robot." Robot. "Hi, everybody. Sandman here." Timothy Loiza says, "Angry MGTOW, what are your thoughts on asexual and romantic man or MGTOWs that are like that?" It's funny because there's a lot of guys who do identify as asexual. But then the interesting thing is, like, when you look at Japan, the same guys who identify as asexual and have literally no interest in women, then they get involved with, like, online dates, like, with computer AIs. And you have to wonder, is it that they're asexual? Or is it that they're just so disgusted with women that they'll happily take something else? That's, like, the truth. It's not that they're asexual. They just don't like women. Can you blame them? Women are miserable. LDC123 says, "He looks like a robot angry." Gabriel Tesla says, "Fuck that pussy." Guys, just remember, you gotta fuck her right in the pussy. You know, I like the way Donald Trump says it. When you're rich and famous, you can just grab them by the pussy. And they let you. Oh, gosh. This stream is so awesome. This is one of the best streams. Fuck Sandy. Fuck Sandy, man. When will robots start looking like Ex Machina? I predict, like sometime around, it's gonna happen soon. I think, like, next year we're gonna start seeing some, like, really Ex Machina type stuff. Phoenix Rising says, "All Sandman's good videos are really old." Oh, SoCal MGTOW says, "Angry, what's the total donation amount?" Let's see here. Fine. Let's go ahead. Let's Danish to USD. Okay, let's see what we have here. So Danish MGTOW has been giving me crones, which are awesome. And that's equivalent 20 crones. They give me 20 crones at a time. 20 crones is equal to 16 US cents. No, that's wrong. Okay, 20 crones equal to $3.16 US dollars. That's better. Okay, so he's been giving me $3.16 US. And she's been dropping me quite a bit of money. So let's see. 2 and then 3. So that's about 5 and 7 and 12, 14, 14, 17, 19, 22, 27, 32, 34, 34, holy cow, 34, and 34, and then like we have a $25 donation from Nobody. Again, thank you for that nice donation. So 39. How is that? 60, 59, I think. Okay, 40, 50, 50. Okay, so 59, 61. What is that? 61, 63, 66, 68. 70, 72, 74, 76, 81, shit, guys, 81, 86, 94, 101, 103, 104, 105, 107, 110. Guys, all right, guys, so you've donated a total of $110. Wow, 110. You guys donated a total of $110. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Yeah, $110 in an hour and 21 minutes. What the fuck? I was just on here having fun. I was just on here ranting and just, you know, just letting you guys know how awesome life is. You guys dropped $110. 110. Okay, you just dropped $110 on live stream. Yeah, this is fucking awesome. Yeah, 110 bucks. Like, we weren't even like trying. We weren't even like, we didn't have like any specific goals or anything. We're just hanging out. We dropped 110. You guys dropped 110 bucks. Like, what the heck are you guys doing? 110 bucks? Jeez. In an hour and 21 minutes? Let me put that in chat. Alright, $110 raised for Red Bull. Joshua Hatchin Singh. Okay, now it's 111. Timothy Loy has just dropped some more. Wow, you guys are fucking around. T800 MGTOW says, universities is feminism training camps. Holy place, thank you, magnificent beast. Oh, gosh. MGTOW Warrior reports that we just got 122 likes. We just hit 122 likes. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. What the hell? Alexis, your perfect girl, then yeah, 100 bucks is a deal. Oh my goodness. Honestly, 100, you know, let me tell you something about my money. This is how I feel about women these days. I could take $100 and I could pay for some sex. The problem is, after I pay for that used up pussy, my money's gone. My money's gone that, you know, that I had to work hard for. I'm being honest with you guys. Like, can you imagine $100 for some used up pussy? For some used up pussy. And when you take girls on dates, let's make it very clear, you're doing the exact same thing. It doesn't matter if you're going into a brothel or if you're taking a girl on a date. The only difference is that if you go on a date, there's a good chance you won't get any pussy at the end of that date. All right? You're basically just paying to be in the presence. When you take a woman on a date, you're paying it to be in the presence. You're paying to be in the presence of some used up pussy. To be in the presence. When you take a woman on a date, you're not paying for some pussy. You're not paying for pussy. You're paying just to simply be in the presence of some used up pussy. Of some used up pussy. Why would you do that? You could be at home watching TV. You could be at the gym working out. Fuck, you could go jerk off. But why would you do that to yourself? And these women are terrible to be around. Terrible to be around. For example, like, it is downright annoying. When we go on a date, I spend this amount of money. You're supposed to put out at the end, all right? This whole thing about me entertaining you and spending time with you. Do you understand how busy my life is? My resources are limited. You know what? You need to go fuck a Chad. Go fuck a Chad, all right? I don't have time for you. I'm going to be honest with you guys. $2 is the price. 2 euros is the cost of a cheese sandwich in Europe right now. €2 is the cost of a cheese sandwich in Europe right now. All right? And that's the amount of money that teenage girls were, teenagers were selling sex for in Greece. €2. I'm going to be honest with you guys. That's €2 too many. That's €2 too many. All right? I mean, seriously, can you imagine paying for some used up pussy? Some smelly pussy? Come on, guys. Pussy is just not that great. For some of you, for a lot of you guys who've had pussy, who fucked a lot of pussy, I mean, most of the guys in this chat have been with women. Some of you guys have fucked over 100 women. All right? Some of you guys in your 60s and your numbers are like through the roof. You know that it's just not worth it. Why do you think there are guys in MGTOW right now that have fucked hundreds of women and they want to have nothing to do with women? Don't you see a problem there, guys? Think about this. There are men who have fucked hundreds of women and now want to have nothing to do with women. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? It tells you that it's terrible, that they have nothing to offer. They have nothing to offer. It's like a black hole. It's like you just keep putting your resources into it, and all you get is nothing. It just takes and takes and takes. It's like it's trying to suck your fucking soul out of you. Gabriel Tesla says, I fuck escorts in Brazil. I hope that you're not paying that much, bro. Hope you're keeping it low. Hope you're keeping that number low, all right? Because these fucking whores are no good. Let's see what we have here. Okay, so we're at $114 right now. Okay. We're at $114 right now. I don't know, you guys still have this shit going. Daniel Gange says, I'd much rather eat a grilled cheese sandwich than a used up cut for the same price. Legalize prostitution, please. The robots will make pussy decline. Guys, pussy is about to take a major decline. I like the way Kentucky Rebel puts it. There's more to life than a hairy hole that smells like fish. For real. SoCal Big Tao says, donate to the Red Bull Fund. Donate to the Red Bull Fund. Kurt Gustav says, keep the pussy, I want the sandwich. Guys, you know, let me tell you something. And sometimes I have a really good sandwich, I think, oh my gosh, this is such a great sandwich. Why would I even want some pussy right now? Why would, oh my gosh. Guys, the word pussy and problems are not exclusive. These words go hand in hand. You could use the word, you could just basically use them interchangeable. To say the word, put like, you could talk to someone and say, like, you know, something's wrong in your life. Just say to your friend, like, bro, I've got pussy. And your friend will just know, you mean problems. Yep. Because pussy is problems. Let's be real, pussy is problems. We have these feminists crying. Donica, we had this one chick, Donica, leaving comments in the chat. She just got banned. Phoenix Rising just banned the bitch. Says that men need to grow up. Aw, baby, did you just get banned? You just got banned. Aw. See, oh, Justin Square says women are nasty. Guys, they're nasty, their butt stink, their vagina smell terrible, their breath stinks, they've got boogers coming out of everywhere. They're not clean, especially in the morning without makeup. Oh my gosh, they are hideous creatures. All right, guys, let me tell you something. There's a lot of men. Why do you think some guys are going with trannies? They'd rather fuck a bro than a hoe, because these chicks look like shit, especially after they hit the wall. I mean, no man would want to fuck that. No man in their right mind would want to fuck that. We're at 109. Oh my goodness, you guys are just on a rampage tonight. So we're at 119. We're at $119. Let's see here. We're at 119. All right. You know what? Fuck it, guys. You know what I'm gonna do? Because you guys are fucking so wild. I'm probably going to, like, put up a Red Bull fund on the screen just because you guys are doing this. And I'll basically just, like, show, like, you know, I'll just keep track of, like, all the money that's being raised. Because you guys are, like, really, you guys are really going off. Shit. Daniel, you're at that one. Red Bull fundraiser tonight. Yeah, guys, I'll do a Red Bull fundraiser. Tribal Power says, angry MGTOW. Let's see here. You guys are putting so much stuff in the chat, like, it's so hard to even catch up to you guys. Let's see here. TD says, angry MGTOW, do a live stream tonight. Do a live stream again later and you will be rewarded greatly. Why would you protect a parasite? It says women are dead. They've been dead for 70 years or more. Oh shit. Kurt Gestav says, feminist hit the wall at 90 miles per hour. Rob Roberts says, I wanted to see what Rob Roberts said. Jeez, guys. Dreamstorm says, boogers, you have everyone has it. I guess you mean they don't clean it up. Women are nasty. They don't clean up them. They don't clean up after themselves. Women do not clean up after themselves. They are so nasty. Handsome MGTOW says, I know people with ADHD and Asperger's who communicate better than Sandman. Sandman needs Ritalin. Oh my gosh, I need a video about that. When Sandman gets his Ritalin, he just takes his Ritalin. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Okay, let's see. Booger's laughing my ass off. Asian women don't shave, nasty. That's something I don't like. Like, yeah, I hate that about when it comes to, like, Asian women. It's not only Asian women. There are women in other cultures that do that, too. It's so gross. Like, a hairy pussy is just so undesirable. Okay, let's see what we have here. Women are extremely stupid most of the time. Rob Roberts says that. Agreed. Gamer Paradise says, TD, what do you do for a living? Chris237 again says TD is a millionaire. Timothy Coney says Red Bull sponsor. Guys, I want to remind you to definitely check out welfarecutscountdown.com. Okay? Don't forget that I have this website going for you guys, paid for by the patrons. And basically, it's keeping track. It's counting down until the very last second, very last moment to Welfare being cut on October 1st. So definitely don't forget to check out Welfare Cuts Countdown, because it's going to be lit. It's going to be real lit. Tyrone's going to be taking to the streets and taking care of business. And like we said before, Tyrone does not fuck around. Tyrone don't fuck around. Tyrone don't fuck around. Okay? Tyrone don't fuck around. Let's see what we have here. So, that wasn't really a tired yawn. That was a, I want to play some Zelda yawn. I need some muffins. Oh my gosh, Joshua just dropped another $2. Angry, tell them that women from the East are bad too. Guys, Eastern women are terrible. I keep telling you, like, I told you, like, one of my previous videos, I had a European girlfriend. It's not what it's cracked up to be, guys. Nasty fucking bitch. In some of these cultures, European women don't wash their asses. Mm-hmm. In some cultures, European women don't wash their asses. Not all European, like, you think that, like, yeah, there's a lot of nasty European women out there. A lot of nasty European women out there. In some cultures, they don't even bathe every day. Some countries, they don't even bathe every day. You guys think that you're going to find, like, a Nualt overseas? Nah, bro, don't fool yourself. All women are like that, okay? All women are like that. You think, like, Deanna Lorena really washes her ass every day? You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. You can tell that her ass smells. You can just tell her ass smells. TSA trash! TSA trash is in the chat. He says, British women have the nastiest teat in the West. Oh my gosh. Guys, British women, oh my gosh. They look like they've been fucking opening their, they look like they've been opening up, using their teeth to open bottle caps. Seriously, seriously, oh my gosh. And I actually called a British woman out on it once. I was like, oh my gosh, well, let me see your teeth. She wanted to talk to me. Like, there was this British chick that was trying to talk to me once, and I told her, smile. And she goes, why? I said, so I can see your fucking teeth. And she goes, what is it with you Americans and your obsession with teeth? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, you mean like our obsession with hygiene? Let me see your fucking teeth. And she didn't want to show me her teeth. She was like, no. And I'm like, what the hell? Open your fucking mouth now. Guys, the grass is always greener on the other side. Simply put, it's bad everywhere. Don't think you're going to get a good woman anywhere. Rob Roberts says, I love that Angry started using profanity. Now he's 10 times awesomer than before. Oh, I started using profanity again because YouTube is full of shit. And they're basically purging us. So I'm at the point where I don't really give a fuck. You know? Don't give a fuck. Handsome MGTOW says, stupid slow internet. I feel you, bro. Dreamstorm says, there are so many people who are not even focusing or aware of October 1st. Guys, it's crazy. A lot of people are not even aware of October 1st. Like, they don't even, you know what actually happened? A lot of the Democrats and liberals have been telling people that the cuts aren't actually going to go through. They'll never happen. Or, so people are like, it's amazing. Like, people are literally completely quiet. Like, they don't even know that hell on earth is coming. Hi, Mickey503 says, AM, you're a boss. Like a boss. Thanks, brah. What do you see here? Danish MGTOW points out, for free access to Discord, contact Norse Gamer. For real. Or you can also join Patreon for like $3 a month and you get all these other great access. Keep in mind, guys, I have like 26 exclusive videos, or over 26 videos on Patreon that are exclusive on my video player right now. So if like you want more Angry MGTOW content, I have like tons of videos on Patreon where I'm like just talking, like tons of great videos. So if you like ever want more content, go check out Patreon. I've got videos, I've got articles, and it's like really cheap to join. Super cheap to join. T800 MGTOW says, check this girl out that wins millions. that wins a million pounds. She was 17 and she looks like 35. SoCal MGTOW says Red Bull fundraiser stream. Cody Lin, my ex says, my ex-wife was Japanese and she was no different than any Western female, just more discreet and cunning about her. Yep. Let me tell you something about Asian women you have to be very careful with. They teach Asian women to smile. They teach Asian women to smile and they use it as a weapon against men. They use it as a weapon. So whenever some Asian chick smiles at you, it's a fucking trick. It's a trick. They teach them to smile because they know that men respond to it. Dreams, TD just, what the heck? What the heck is this? TD, did you just drop more money? TD just dropped another $2 and says, I can't wait for Deanna's response to this video. Yeah, honestly, I think she's like hiding in like a, she's like hiding right now. She's like hiding right now. She's like, please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. Benito Angry MGTOW. By the way, we're like $123 right now, I think. It's $123. Something like that. You guys just kept dropping more and more money. Deanna Lorraine. Deanna Lorraine. She's some so-called dating coach. iMickey says, Jude, Asian women are just as bad. They are. They are terrible. All women are like that. Kentucky Rebel 11. For real. Timothy Coney says, probably Jessica. She's probably Jessica. Deanna, are you Jessica? Deanna, are you on here with a fake profile crying your eyes out? Listen, just because we don't want your smelly puss doesn't mean that we hate you. It just means we don't want to have anything to do with you. All right? Ladies, just because we don't want your smelly pusses doesn't mean that we hate you. All right? We don't want a smelly puss in our life. Doesn't mean we hate you. We just don't want to have anything to do with you. We found other things that are more important in our lives, like painting, jerking off, playing video games, praying to God. Praying to God is a big one. Again, there's so many things that are more important than you are, like taking a shit. Oh my gosh. Taking a shit is like 10 times better than having a conversation with a woman. Taking a shit. Oh, we're up to 120... Oh, gosh, you guys are just like, well, you guys are on a rampage. All right, so, shit. We're just gonna have to, I guess we're at 130 then. All right, guys, we're at $130. Shit. We're at $130 for the Redful Fun. Rob Robert says, we hate smelly pussy, not women. That's exactly it. Who would like a stinky, who would like that stinky smell? I mean, no one wants that. That's a terrible thing. No one wants that stinky smell. We don't hate women. We just don't want to be around stinky pussy. And they're like, but my pussy doesn't smell. Yes, it does, sweetie. Did you douche properly today? No. Yeah, so your pussy smells bad. I can smell that. Maybe you don't smell it, but I can smell it. And we know you can smell it too, baby. We know you can smell it too. You know, we know, and you know that your pussy stinks. Okay? It's not my fault. Yes, it is. It's your fault because you're not washing right. You're not washing your pussy right. All right? Okay, and I'm too old for this shit. I'm not going to wash it for you. You're a big girl. You should be able to wash your own pussy. All right? You should be able to wash your own pussy, but you can't wash your pussy right. So, you know, honestly, I can't deal with you. Yeah, I mean, it's already tough enough as it is, but you can't even wash your own pussy, right? No. I mean, we don't need to go to Funky Town. Timothy Cody says, take me to Funky Town. Like, seriously, that's really it? Like, oh my God. Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys a story. Tell you guys a story real quick. I have a friend, and he was fucking this chick. He went and he was fucking this girl. He was about to fuck her. So they both get naked, and he goes down, and he sticks his fingers inside of her, right? Sticks his fingers inside of her, pulls them out, and smells them. Right? Pulls them out and smells them. It pulls, sticks his fingers in, pulls them out, smells them. The smell is so bad. The smell is so bad. He says to her, your pussy smells horrible. She says to him, that's just how pussy smells. He said he stuck his fingers in her face and told her to have a whiff. She almost died. She almost died from the stench of her own pussy. From the stench of her own pussy. You've got to be kidding me. All right? Hashtag no thanks, ma'am. Fuck that. T800 MGTOW says, angry, will October 1st affect the UK? Hell yes, it will. It's going to have a global effect. MGTOW Gamer says, angry, I'm vomiting from the story already. You know what's funny? I feel like puking from like reliving that story. Number 8, Jessica Rabbit. This Jessica Rabbit. MGTOW Gamer says, what the fuck? I'm dying from that story. iMickey says, lol, that is how pussy smells. Why would I protect a parasite? Says, fuck those smelly parasites. MGTOW Gamer, rest in peace. Wilkins Rodriguez says, gross. Why would you protect a parasite? Says, I kill parasites. Tribal Power says, angry MGTOW, how will October 1st affect Portugal? It's going to have a global effect that's going to basically spiral down throughout the month. So, for example, the initial effect could maybe large, or it may not be, or it may not be as large as people notice. It's going to happen over the course of the month, I think. But it's going to literally, it's October 1st is going to be funny because these people don't realize that, you know, they're not going to be. I don't know if they're going to be, some people are going to be evicted right on October 1st. There are going to be people who are evicted like right on October 1st because they're already going to be behind on their rent. There are people who are like waiting right now for their Section 8 to renew, and they don't get it that their Section 8 is not going to renew. They don't get it. Their Section 8 is not renewing. And there's going to be a whole bunch of hungry people. Okay, this is where things are going to get funny. When they cut those food stamps off, these pieces of shit are going to riot. They're going to riot. Now, it's going to affect the global market. So places like Portugal will be affected because it's going to affect the stock exchange. It's going to be, it'll affect different countries in different ways. Zadox Rio says, Tyrone gonna think it's vacation open season time. All right, let's see here. MGTOW Gamer says, angry MGTOW, here's my logic. A date with some chick or a brand new Nino Kuni 2 Collector's Edition. Oh my gosh, I want Nino Kuni 2. Guys, if you have not played Nino Kuni, the original game on PS3, you need to play that fucking game. Danish MGTOW says, Tyrone don't need a job. He owns FIBA. LDC123 says Tyrone is gonna fuck thousands of bitches. Fuck, Tyrone's gonna fuck millions of bitches. The man no doubt just dropped $5. It says, I'm going to the Charger game tonight. I'm bringing my bro. Definitely not a chick. That's what we like to hear, bro. That's what we like to hear. Fuck these hoes. Fuck these hoes. Let's see. Fuck these hoes. Fuck these hoes. Fuck these hoes. Fuck these hoes. Fuck you, ho! Yeah. You know what? I'm going to watch some Rick and Morty because Rick and Morty is constantly dropping red pills. I will do another stream for you guys. All right? I want to thank the man for his donation of $5. We're at like $130. We're like $132, $137 right now. Let me know what you guys think if you're even surprised.